This episode of FilmSack is brought to you by our friends at HostPapa.com. They have powerful web hosting solutions and cloud-based productivity tools that are perfect for small business owners like you. Go to HostPapa.com/FilmSack today and get our exclusive promo code FilmSack and save 15% on their popular web hosting packages. That's HostPapa.com/FilmSack. Hey, everybody, welcome to a special edition of FilmSack. This is one of those where we do a commentary track. Why? Because one of us is traveling, and we're not telling you which one because that'd be weird. But hey, we're doing it anyway. We get together, we watch a thing live with you. This week it is a Netflix viewing of The Twilight Zone. Again, people really liked our last one, so we picked a real winner this week. It is Twilight Zone, the original series, up on Netflix, Season 5, Episode 3. Now, don't be fooled by the fact that Season 5, it says there are four seasons, but how is that possible? Well, Season 4 is just not there. We don't know why, they just don't have Season 4. So you want to go to the one labeled Season 5, go to Episode 3. It's Nightmare at 20,000 Feet with William P. Tiberius Shatner in it. And
are we all here?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't introduce anybody. So I'm Scott. That's Randy. There's Brian and Brian. Hi, everyone. Hi.
Okay, hello. We're all here.
Hello. Okay, we're all here. Everyone's here. Hello. Am I on the phone? Anyway, so what we're going to do is what are we doing? Oh, we're going to watch this. Let's watch this together. What do you guys say? That sound all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm down with this.
Okay.
I like this idea very, very much, especially now that we've got 300 episodes behind us.
Oh, gosh.
301, baby.
301. Put it in your pants and rock it left and right.
Put it in your pants.
So here's the deal. You're going to want to pause right as that little minus sign comes up and the music just starts to kick in. Pause so right
after
there.
After Shatner's O face and right before the music.
Yeah, by that. There's no O face. Oh, you mean on the static screen, yeah.
Yeah.
So as soon as it loads up, you're going to get a little dash, and you're going to start there, the beep, beep, and maybe little stars in the background. You want to pause it right there. That's where we're at. And when I count down 3, 2, 1, that's how we're doing this time, 3, 2, 1. On 1, you're going to go, okay?
So 3, 2, unpause.
Yeah, 3, 2, click. Okay. So here goes. You've come back, everyone? Great. You're all queued up. Wonderful. Thanks for coming back. Here we go. It begins. In 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that music.
Right. Yeah.
That's the music.
What's that, a door? It's a door. All right. Yeah, I've been staring at that dash for so long, I forgot what it was. I forgot it was a door. I was thinking, oh, there's this. Oh, wow.
Ah. Oh. I needed to turn that down before that happened.
Ooh, floating balls.
Did these change season to season, or were these always the same?
No, this was always the same intro. Yeah,
that Barbie doll in space.
I don't remember the Bible for some reason. That is not.
You know what? You know what? Maybe there were a couple elements that they did add between seasons, because you're right.
Hmm. Welcome to the plane.
This is back when people dressed up to go on planes.
Yeah.
And a pearl necklace and a suit. And
they're still going to call her stewardess, aren't they? Oh, there's Shat. This is
very so young here. Mysterious.
It's a very spacious plane. Very, a lot of room in here.
Paranoid.
There's no. This is pre-Star Trek, so this would have been like 50-something, right? Or 61 or 2?
Oh, and see, they didn't have overhead doors, just like a sack up there. Is that how that works?
Are they together?
Yeah.
I always thought it was just him on there.
Uh-uh.
You can't move. You have reserved seats, you dumbass.
Well, no, but if you are not able to complete the tasks ahead of you in an exit row,
you can't smoke.
Oh, look at that.
I like the fact that they have one light that says fasten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fasten.
And then a separate one for seatbelts.
Not acting like anyone.
What is a keyword?
I wonder how flammable those curtains are.
He's been marinating in salt.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Brian.
He's allowed. He's a dad like us. He can say these dumb jokes. Right. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love young Shatner. I'm not going to. I know it's a cheese. He's a cheese bag filled with bad acting, but I'm a fan.
God, he was attractive. Look at that.
Yeah, good, he is. He's a very handsome man.
Very handsome man. I'd kiss him.
That was an awkward kiss.
Is that a kiss? That was more like trying to catch a pee before it falls off your fork.
What?
Hers was that wasn't even a kiss.
Hers was better than
camo?
His.
Camo? What is that?
Camo. Oh, her dress?
Like she's wearing camo dress.
It's like a little flower print.
Yeah.
Black and white.
I just figure everybody back in those days only wore shades of black and white clothing.
Right.
Because of old TV.
Hey, remember the time when the captain would shut the door?
Oh, right. He just blew my mind. She's yeah. wearing like a red, dark red dress.
Right.
It's blue. His suit is right. blue. Wow.
And the curtains.
Are those
green
curtains,
green
like,
curtains with gold trim?
I think they're more right, tartan. Right.
A so, teensy weensy breakdown.
So he's just come from an emotional breakdown. Mm-hmm. And
But he's cured.
What? All right. That sounded like a very good self-diagnosis. Tighten it up, chat.
Nice zoom.
That was a good shot.
That was a very Spock, what do you mean, face.
Mm-hmm. Aw, that's nice.
What the hell's that?
That's the lights,
man.
Oh.
Turn on the lights.
So you can have your little reading light.
Yeah.
But
he's not reading anything. I just want to really turn the lights on.
Right. What if I want to sleep?
37, he's supposed to be.
He looks 37.
I bet he's younger here than 37.
Oh, what is he, like 25?
Probably 30.
Well, yeah, sit still.
How did he end up in there?
He's just waiting at the gate.
I can't stop looking at that arrow through his head.
I just like I just like curling up my upper lip before I speak.
This is where Steve Martin got that idea.
Yeah.
Curl okay. up your upper lip.
I could be a wild and crazy guy if I just put an arrow through my head. Boy, look at that wood paneling.
Oh, the stewardess is Betty Crosby.
Wow. They yeah. have a plaque.
What they? What really?
Yeah, like it's like her name tag. That's her office.
I think that's the shitter.
I'd like to see the stewardess.
Well,
please.
Whatever. Potato, potato.
I wanted to say, do not go in there. If I were you, I would not go in there.
This is definitely not the first Richard Donner joint we've ever seen.
Nope.
On FilmSack.
Wait, did that say Richard Donner?
Yeah, he directed this.
What?
Hey, really?
I missed that. That's crazy.
Not the same Richard. Not the same Richard Donner, is it?
Maybe.
It's got to be.
Look him yeah. up.
He directed the. He directed the other one too. Like the.
He directed a lot of television. A lot.
Weren't like Sleeping Pills back then just like straight up barbiturates? Like they weren't just sleeping pills. Like they're illegal now. The things they were taking.
Right.
She just said she took. I shouldn't have taken that sleeping pills. Like today, saying I shouldn't have eaten that handful of meth.
I shouldn't have drank that martini.
Well, see, I'm already weirded out. This weirded me out so much as a kid.
Mm.
I saw some rerun one night.
Mm.
Oh, ugh, ugh, there's some shit what? On the wing, dude.
So, oh, my gosh.
There's a guy who's completely unfazed by the wind out there on the yeah. plane.
Yeah. Also, the wind's blowing the wrong direction.
Oh,
just close the curtain.
Creature.
Just close it.
Quick zoom. What do you see, Shitner?
This would be the part where I close the curtain and pretend like I never saw anything.
Yes.
Shoop.
Honey, there's a slee stack on the plane.
I'll just look at the sports results.
Let's see what's going on in the sports results. Looks like the Cleveland boot kickers have beaten the San Diego fart knockers 20-1.
The volume is really inconsistent.
I'm mm-hmm. coming.
Oh, dang it.
What?
Oh, man. What a raw deal. Oh, honey, what's going on? Oh, you're about to punch that lady's boob.
Boob punch.
They're awful close to each other. Oh.
It's a really good episode. It's hard to really say bad stuff about it.
Remember when airplanes only sat 8 people?
Yeah, those were the days. You could all smoke.
Right. There was room for a cameraman between each row of seats.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I've been in plenty of turboprop planes. You can't have these subtle little discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're yelling at the person next to you. yelling.
Don't you think we ought to start a culture where we take pills to solve all our problems? Don't you think that would be a good time to do that? So that by 2016, it's an epidemic.
Oh, there's a napkin on it.
Your paper. Oh.
That no, peanuts? That's a paper foldy drink.
Paper cup.
Paper foldy paper gave cup. Him a paper cup.
He asked for a glass of water. She did not give him one.
She gave Can I have a paper of water, please?
I remember getting those somewhere like a pediatrics office when I was a kid or something. They would always have a paper thing.
It's all they had left, the pediatrics office.
You'd think the pilot would go ahead and elevate a few thousand feet and get above this.
Yeah, if they're only at 20, maybe back then you couldn't go higher.
Yeah, plus they're probably only going like 20 miles an hour anyway. I mean, it's like, right? How did that work back then?
Wow, I would love to hear from our meteorologist friends if these kind of storms are like active at 20,000 feet. That's crazy.
By the way, the closed caption said thunder rumbling. And you know what I thought of? There you go.
Thank you. That was nice. Thanks, Scott.
You betcha.
I'm not doing it.
You betcha.
I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Either got a poo.
Look at Sky Mall.
Don't do it, dude. Don't do it, Captain.
Three destinations.
Ah! Oh!
I've been waiting at this window for like 10 minutes. Finally. Yeah.
Where's my supersized combo meal?
Ooh, look at those caps.
What pill did she give you, old man?
Was that?
There's no subtlety to that. Look at it. Look at it.
Just whipped his junk past it.
I just want to return to a theme from last week's episode of Film Sec. What would the porn version of this be like?
The
20,000 feet, my pants.
Night hair at 20,000 feet.
Night hair.
But feet would be like feet, like Tarantino.
Nightmare
feet.
With 20,000 men.
Yeah, nightmare with 20,000 men. There you go. And they end up doing it with the creature on the
whoa.
Whoa, there it is.
Oh, I love how he comes floating in. That is just too cool. I mean,
oh my gosh,
he looks it's like a Monchichi on the wing of the plane.
Monchichi. Don't
so soft and cuddly.
Don't get into the thing,
do
dude.
That.
Yeah,
do that.
Splatter monkey
touch the
suit.
Propellers.
Oh, that is a stupid suit, you guys. It's real stupid. Maybe this is good for me. I'm not as freaked as I was when I was younger.
I am freaking out.
I'm not.
Well, there's clearly water on the inside of the plane. Did you see the water drip on the inside?
Yeah, right there.
He's going to fuck the plane.
Oh, yeah, he starts tearing stuff apart. You know, there's a great Simpsons riff on this.
Is there a light in there?
Have you guys seen the Simpsons riff on this? It's a Treehouse of Horror. It looks like he's smiling.
Yeah, I have seen it.
It's where, so Bart is seeing it, and it's some creature on the outside of the bus, of the school bus.
Right.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, did I sleep again?
If you don't stop waking me up.
To change seats at the beginning.
So you gotta imagine that he's basically like just flying alongside the plane until he decides to land.
Better
than I remember. It really is.
You know, he's already doing his hitchy speak.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I love that.
There's a fuzzy teddy bear person out on
sort
the
of a
wing of the plane.
Man on the plane.
It's like a teddy Rupskin.
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 That's the porn version of Teddy Ruxpin. Gremlins. She's like, oh my gosh.
No.
I am not imagining it. Shatner, you are the king, dude.
Yeah, maybe we should switch seats.
Yeah, switch husbands, switch spouses, or whatever. Are they married? I assume they're married.
I'm getting a little tired of this shot of her with her wig on and all this.
You want her to take the wig off?
No, I'm just, this shot is like, stop. Why are we, this whole episode shouldn't be her boggling at him.
She definitely looks better from the side than from the front. I think it's that weird walnut hair.
Shatner looks good from every angle. Mm-hmm. He has no good side. They're all good.
I wasn't sure. Spock.
Did they ever do like a Star Trek parody where there was a gremlin on like one of the nacelles?
Oh, that would be
that would be good, wouldn't it? Like out on one of those big wing things. Are those nacelles? Yeah.
Yeah.
Surely somebody's pieced that together.
Julia, you know what would help me on this flight? A quick HJ.
Great.
I'll get one of those.
Now I could sleep.
From the overhead bin. I can cover.
This one of those carbon-infused blankets.
Hold on. They're arm wrestling and he's winning. Over the top, Dad. Now he's neck wrestling. Back to the arm wrestling.
Over the top.
Oh,
double.
Okay.
Sammy
One,
Hagar.
Two, three, four. I declare a.
I want some Sammy Hagar music now.
Losing my sight, losing my mind.
What is it? Just go to sleep and who cares? You're not going to be able to do anything about
die.
It.
Yeah, he wants to make sure that that thing doesn't rip chunks out of the plane.
Okay, so I realize I've never seen this. I'm certain I've never seen this, okay?
Okay.
Even the remake in the movie?
I'm sure I've never seen this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to make a prediction, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
And I want you to forgive me if it's right.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, I've never seen this. And I would really, really like this episode to end with him finally giving in and closing his eyes. And then he opens them and the creature is sitting in the seat next to him.
All right. We are not going to spoil whether you're right or not. We're going to wait and see.
It's brilliant, though.
Yeah. We're going to wait and see. I just really need to take a shit.
I got
to
poop.
I need to poop.
Flight engineer.
I'm having a flight poo.
Flight poo. Good.
Flight poo.
Oh, look
problem.
At that. They have the locking cabin door on these
the
flights.
Back in. Why are the planes in the back of the...
That suit is so stupid.
It's really bad. Just imagine how heavy it is in this
how
rain.
How many poodles had to die for that?
Right. If you put a pork pie hat on him, he's Fozzie Bear.
Uh-huh.
Cowling plates.
Really
how do you know
bad.
What a cowling plate is?
Look outside, Shatner. Oh, this is killing me.
Of course.
What you gonna do?
Run
a plane. What you gonna do?
You wouldn't have to convince them to look.
Right.
I'm gonna have to land this plane in Alaska and ask you to never fly Delta again.
By the way. Either the storm is 500 miles wide or they're flying at 3 miles an hour.
I go for 3 miles an hour.
Yeah.
They're going around in circles in a normal sized storm.
You're scaring the other passengers. You believe me?
I'm in on it.
He's my friend.
Wait a minute.
You're
placating me.
It's my friend Fozzie Bear out there.
Waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka. I'm pulling this plane apart. Waka, waka, waka.
Ah?
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 Yeah.
Boy, are my arms tired. It's bending over.
It's choo-choo.
I'll be right back. I just have to go with this stranger over here.
We're going to make out in this little door room.
What if we give you a flight pen? Will that calm you down?
I've always wanted to be out with a pilot.
I hate my temples.
They're the worst.
This is the, now you're starting to see some of that Shatner cheese come through.
Mm-hmm. Why can't they go look outside here and see?
Remember how you've already given him a heavy dose of a drug? Now I'm going to give you some drugs that'll really knock him down.
Why couldn't they see this stuff pulled up? Was it not all that the way light, pulled up?
It went back
that
down.
Light is so insane. Why is ooh, that light ooh, there? That
hot. It's kind of a dumb gremlin too, yeah. Right? Like, what does this do? Ow!
Hey, see ya, sucker.
By the way, he has the only window that can see that wing.
Yeah. Yeah,
no one else sitting up against the windows on that entire side of the plane.
Yep.
Nobody else is looking. Everybody's got the curtain closed because it's nighttime. Only this moron.
It's great.
That's right. Take this.
Ah, he cheeked it. He cheeked it.
He did.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
A little sleight of hand right there.
Sleight of cheek.
Jesus,
you'll sleep now. I gave you concentrated heroin.
It's like super concentrated heroin. Like this is his...
You'll sleep.
Second dose.
You'll sleep and you'll also become an addict by the time we get there.
And note, she has never actually just said, switch seats with me. This is over.
Right. Yep. Right.
Who's this guy? Oh, Captain.
Shouldn't you be flying the plane?
We're trying to kill him with drugs.
Well, they're not getting any turbulence at all from this storm.
No. Yeah.
Well, it's because they're only going 3 miles an hour.
Yeah. All, by the way, that kind of headspace in a plane doesn't exist.
Right.
I've never been able to stand upright in a plane.
It's a good set. I like the set.
It's too tall, though. Is that how they used to be? Because planes aren't like that now, man.
Did they used to? Kid comes in and finds your drugs,
that
man.
That pill stayed solid in his mouth way longer than any bit of food has ever stayed solid right in mine.
Double take. Double, triple take.
How'd you get that on the plane?
Yeah, no kidding.
Sky Marshal.
Whose gun is it?
Sky Marshal. I don't know.
They have Sky Marshals back then.
I know.
He's just a cop.
Hey, you know what would solve this? Guys, guess what would solve this?
A gun?
Cell phones.
No, because they'd have to be shut off.
No, they'd just take a picture.
Oh, he would do a smartphone photo of it.
Yeah, get video of him.
Just imagine, though, if he was sitting and the whole discussions were all had by text, mm-hmm, or sitting next to each other, texting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Oh, how did that get? Oh, I'm so clumsy.
Who is this guy with the gun?
Inconvenient.
Hello, do I speak into this right here?
I love you, gun.
Like a ninja.
He is America's first ninja warrior.
No one had any idea what I was doing there.
I very sleight of hand took the
He's
gun.
The only one awake on this plane now. Oh, don't look at the bottom. Don't look at the bottom of the creature's feet.
Let's see. I'm just going to open this, which you're not supposed to open during flight.
How do you roll this window down, stewardess?
Right. Oh, nothing. Just kidding.
Honey. But, honey, they don't have glasses here.
You're going to have to pee really bad.
They've only got paper with water in it.
Why don't you get it your damn self?
It's bullshit. It's good pay. It's fiber.
You again?
More water? Jeez, we're all out of paper.
Right.
So I'll send her away for some water. I'll shoot that creature. And then when she comes back, she'll have no idea what happened.
Yeah, no one will notice me opening the exit.
Yeah, this... That's an exit?
Yeah, that's the emergency exit.
Ours, they're way different now.
Oh, yeah, we got a whole door now.
Whoa! Oh, shit.
What would you do?
Oh, women. Women of the 50s. What are you going to do with them?
Ooh, what you doing out here? Get back in.
Take two steps. Now come on back.
Come on back.
Now clap your hands.
Clap your hands and move to the left. Now move to the right.
Every shot fired with his eyes since shut. Every shot.
Should have a pull string on the back of that thing.
They did.
That is some Shatner stuff right there, dude. Who's this?
Oh, yeah, that's the sheriff. We did see him get on the plane right before Shatner.
Okay. Oh, he's a sheriff.
He's the air sheriff. Well,
he was the gun guy, sheriff. The bringer of the gun.
He needs to get fired, though.
There's something stuck to the bottom of my camera.
Sergeant Wilson, you were shitty at keeping your gun not sticking out while you slept, you dumbass. You're fired. You're off the force. Wait, where's the... Oh, they are going to do that.
Gold Star Airlines. Gold Star Airlines.
We love to fly, and we got a gold star for it.
And we show us. Okay.
Where's the gremlin at? He needs medical attention, too.
Teabag him. Teabag him. Teabag him.
So close. You have to cinch real tight right in this exact spot.
I would laugh so hard. I would laugh so hard.
That's a Ghostbuster vehicle right there, my friend.
That is a serious ambulance.
Yeah.
He's wearing a straitjacket?
Yep. And a straight blanket, too.
I did good.
That was purely for the viewer.
What the frick? That was stupid. That part.
Yes.
Oh, wait until the cleanup safety crew notices this.
Who's going to pay for that? Gold Star.
The evidence of a trespass.
Trespass.
He's just talking a bunch of shit there.
I got a word of the day calendar for Christmas. This is all of January.
Well, there you go. Well, you forget how short these are, don't you?
Yeah.
There's your, how long was that?
25
minutes? Okay. Yeah. So it's like a half hour show back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's your commentary track.
Before inflation.
I really like, I'm a big fan of these. I think they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah. To watch, and I think we should sometime in the future do another iconic one, like the guy that finds out he's blind but he has a whole library or whatever it is. What's that one called?
Oh yeah, right. After the apocalypse or
Burgess
something.
Burgess Meredith.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
So yeah, that's the penguin.
This is like a common mystery thriller trope, right? Like only one person can see the bad, but then ultimately it leaves evidence for anyone to see, but the evidence is scary because
you could make the argument that this is one of the earliest examples of it, though. I can't think of too much else. I mean, obviously there were a lot of movies and things then that I don't know of, but it seems new then. Like whenever I think of that idea, only one guy's seeing it and it disappears when everyone else comes around, I think of this. Like this feels really firsty to me. I could be wrong, but a million people have done it since.
Firsty. Ooh, I like the fact Season 5, episode 24 of Twilight Zone is called What's in the Box?
Oh, no way.
My dick's in a box.
I hope it's not a...
Oh, wow.
I hope it isn't Pepper Potts' head. Yeah, I don't want that.
I hope it isn't Justin Timberlake's junk.
No. Right? I definitely
Step
hope
one.
That. Yeah.
Get a season of Twilight Zone.
Step two. All right. Excellent work, everyone. We hope you've enjoyed this. I know we
I have.
Yeah, we have certainly
enjoyed it.
We'll be back next week with a movie. It's Blade 2, so come back for that.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, as always, a reminder where you can find this show. That's over at filmsack.com. You can go over there. All our stuff's there. Find us on Twitter at Filmsack. Leave us reviews. Nice all that stuff. Good stuff. That's going to do it for us. For me, for Brian, and for Randy. Mm. We'll see you next time.
Now I've got to go eat some cat cookies.
Oh.
What'd you do to my dog, you asshole?
Oh, well, what? Sorry. That one's supposed to play.
There's a Corey Haim on the wing of this plane.
Hello, small business owner listening to this show. I know there are plenty of you because I hear from you all the time. One of your chief complaints, as was mine, before I had a good website and decent hosting, was how do I find a host that I can like, trust, enjoy, rely upon, call when I need to, get what I need, have the services I need, all that stuff. Boy, oh boy, do I have an answer for you. It's HostPapa.com, and today's entire episode was brought to you by HostPapa. So, they have everything you need for all your business needs. Cloud-based productivity tools, hundreds of them, in fact. Lightning-fast servers, automated website backups, professional email, cutting-edge security. No limit to how rad your site can be with their super easy-to-drag-and-drop website builder or simple one-click WordPress installer. That's the way I go. You can have an awesome website up and running in no time at all. It's the best web host for small businesses with affordable pricing and award-winning support that's available via chat, support over phone, or support over email 24/7, 365. Did I mention it's free? Guess what else is free? 30-day one-on-one training session if you need it by one of their experts. Nobody else does that. Oh man, so good. They'll have you up and running in no time. You can focus on what's important, your business. Shared hosted accounts start as low as $3.95 a month. They'll even throw in a free domain with that. There is no risk, 30-day money-back guarantee. So why go anywhere else? Oh, and speaking of anywhere else, if your website's hosted someplace else, they'll migrate that for free and the email for free. Good heavens. Well, because you like this show and because we like HostPapa, we're going to make you a deal. Go to HostPapa.com/FilmSack and use the code FilmSack at checkout. That'll give you 15% off your next shared hosting account at HostPapa.com. Again, that's HostPapa.com/FilmSack and the code FilmSack for 15% off. Go today.